Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to take our poll question, too, right there on the homepage. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Having a great visit with our good friend Donald Hunter. We're talking about how to start a business. What are some of the first things that you do before you start a business? And Don's been talking to us a little bit about that. And some of his responses have been, some of his suggestions have maybe surprised you a little bit, because he's saying before you go declaring that you're going to be a business owner, you know, start doing some research, start trying to find out what people want and what they need, and then decide if you can give it to them. Right, Don? By the way, before you answer my question, right, we need to know how to find you online too.
You can find me at www.donaldhunterfinancial.com.
All right. And tell the audience what you do every day.
What I do every day is I work with business owners and I help them to become more successful as a business coach. I also do commercial finance for business owners, and I run my business, so I have to do the marketing. I have
right.
to do the same things that we're talking about.
You have to drink your own Kool-Aid, don't you?
Exactly. I put it on my calendar and make sure I get those things done.
There you go. So DonaldHunter.com. Check it out, folks. And when's your book coming out, Don?
That's a good question. 2011.
All right. What's the name of it?
I don't have the title to reveal it today. But
well, I want you to know,
I
want you to know, I expect to launch it on my show.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay.
So
let's
continue to talk about your thoughts on some of the early steps in starting a business. What's next?
Well, I think the next area, let's look at people and their finances who want to start businesses. One of the areas as a financial planner that I would recommend is to have an emergency fund, something to tide you over as you're working and building on this business. Because you have to make sure that you can sustain it.
You're saying before you start your business, try to build up a nest egg. But see, most people build that up just to put in the business. You want to have that capital and a rainy day fund too,
to take care of them.
Yeah,
we got to have them perform.
Wait a minute, Don. You mean the first week I start my business, I won't be able to take a nice paycheck out of it?
What I want people to do. Okay, so here's the other piece, and that is creating financial projections.
Yeah.
Where you create your financial statements, you put your salary in there as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make money, you have to live. And if you're working with investors and lending institutions, they know you have to have a
mm-hmm.
salary.
Mm-hmm.
They know you have to live as well. So yes, your salary should be included.
But you and I both know most businesses won't pay the owner anything initially. So your point about having a rainy day fund is a good one. I mean, you need to be able. The reality is, most startups are not going to be able to take money out of the company in the early days.
Well, investors won't invest in the company. Lenders won't give you any financing unless they know you have a salary.
Well,
it's not realistic.
Right, but if you're bootstrapping it, which is the way most people start their businesses. You know, without investors, without banks,
then that rainy day fund becomes
important.
Sure. Then you have to make sure you have that nest egg.
Yeah,
order.
Yeah, I agree with that. But you have to have a plan.
Years.
Yeah, you have to have a plan of some kind to deal with that. Because as you said, the house payment needs to be made. Baby has to have, you know, food. Babies have to have food, et cetera, et cetera. You still have to live your life. But do you think that surprises people? You think people are at this date, that people are still surprised when they find out that their business won't provide them with a great living early on?
I think people realize that, but I think that people also get excited and enthusiastic, and that's required in starting a business, but you need a level of realism as
reality.
Well.
Reality, yeah. All right, so what else what's the next step?
The next step was the projections.
Mm-hmm.
So the projections help you understand when to spend the money, when you won't have money.
Right.
And what I mean by that, when you won't have money, is that allows you to know when you actually need to go to a lending institution or an investor. Now, if you know this on paper from the beginning, then you can go out and arrange that before you even get started.
This projection thing is one of the greatest needs. One of the greatest things that people need, and it's the thing that people need know how to do the least. I wish it were taught. You know that this is not often taught in even in business schools. They don't even always teach people how to do projections.
Right, and you know, there's a little time spent on it, but mm-hmm. I think it's key to understand that tool, the being able to put your financial projections together, is the one thing that lets you look out into the future.
Yeah.
Let you plan before you get there. That way you have fewer surprises. And then it also protects you when someone calls up and says, I want to sell you this $5,000 training program.
Right.
And you just come and get pumped up and excited.
Right.
You already know, I can't spend that
it's
money.
It's not in the budget. You're talking about a 12-month projection. You can do this, folks, when you use business planning software. That will help you develop those projections. Hey, Donald, thanks for your help today. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having me on.
Donald Hunter, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of his name. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.